Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, here on the Clay County Corner, coming to you live in the living color from WVFB FM 101.5, Kings Country, broadcasting out to the world, I guess, from the tower out at Midway, and got a great show lined up this morning, and we'll be talking about that here just in a few minutes, but of course we'll start off by thanking everyone for tuning in and remind everyone I think we may have some birthdays today or we may not. It looks like we got four over here and we'll be doing that, giving away a birthday prize. I got Miss Connie Garrett here with me this morning, whose father, Mr. Bud Garrett, our very, very famous marble player, marble maker, and blues maker. And we're going to be talking about him a little bit and her going up and going out on a few of the local tours with him and just kind of talk about him for a little while. And I know he's going to be a major part of our Rolly Hole Marble Museum here with some of his music, exhibitions, history, and we'll be talking some about that. But with that, we'd like to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. As I said, we're live in living color from the old courthouse room, the circuit courtroom, where folks used to come pay their fines. And occasionally I get someone coming in who hadn't gotten a fine in Clay County in about 15 or 20 years, wanting to pay a fine. And I very quickly say, if you're paying in cash and don't need a receipt, you're at the right place. But otherwise, you might need to go down to the new county government system down on Cordell Hull Drive. But those are kind of some of the things that kind of come up here. But like I said, we will thank the three-star folks that make this show possible, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and we thank all of our sponsors that buy time on this show to help make this show possible. And we are just so proud that we're able to come into your home each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back and get started.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Do we have a website?
All right. We're back, everyone. Have a very special guest this morning, a former student. I don't remember if she was in my classes or not, but I do remember her from high school as a fairly free spirit. She is lucky to have had Mr. Robert Bud Garrett as her dad. And of course, I know we have been talking about him for a pretty good while here, and we've got a whole bunch of things to talk to her about with her famous dad that, you know, a lot of folks don't know. Kind of like Dumas Walker said, he'd been famous for a long time, but not a lot of folks knew it. And especially our local hometown folks. And I know there have been lots of research done on him, of course, since he passed. A lot of stuff, a lot of field work of shows and things that he did over the years that it kind of gotten stored somewhere in archives and forgotten about that we've been able to dig up. And I know a few years ago that we had, I think maybe Elizabeth Peterson was involved in the group that came up to Free Hill and did a study and then videotaped some of the church services up there.
Yeah, and
some of Norman Hamilton's sermon. And also there was a kind of a little rap song that called Way Out in Free Hill, I believe. And it's kind of different from my home in Free Hill. And we found lots of those things. And he going all the way back, I'm looking at history, all the way back to 1962, and you probably weren't even born then. I think that's the year I graduated from high school, and I knew who he was then.
Okay.
I mean, we knew of him. We didn't know what he was. We kind of, you know, he's Bud Garrett. He comes down and sits here on the square and picks and sings a little every once in a while and joins us in our talent shows and things. And that kind of evolved into a whole lot more than that before we lost him a few years ago. And first off, I've got, like I said, Miss Connie Garrett here with me, and I'm going to start her off by just letting her talk about some of her childhood memories of her dad and some of the things that, you know, that she attended, that she was a part of. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
Can you introduce yourself there?
My name is Connie Garrett. I'm the daughter of Robert Bud Garrett and Edith Garrett from Freeville, Tennessee. I was adopted by them when I was like 3 or 6 days old, because they were the only African-American foster parents here in Upper Cumberland or in the state of Tennessee. So they adopted me, and in my adoption records, when I got them, it told how much Daddy loved me and stuff. But it was wonderful. He was, of course, he run a junkyard pretty much all my life, and I'd tag along with him. We'd go places, and, you know, I'd be covered in oil and stuff just like him, and I loved it, you know. We had chickens and hogs, even goats, and he raised them, and of course that's where we'd get our meat and stuff for when I was
And born. Sometime during the year, I believe there was a big Bud Garrett barbecuing up there once
now,
in a while.
Now that's a story that Bobby Pulitzer told. He can tell you, he would talk about when the campaigning come around, that they'd have a big animal dipping. and get the politicians to provide all the meat and stuff for the barbecue.
And have a big barbecue up there.
Yeah.
You know, those were the good old days when elections were a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, I can remember as a child when on election, which we've got coming up here pretty quick, all the candidates, they'd have a group of us young'uns out there handing out little cards Mr. Joe Pig printed, and we'd get paid, I don't know, 50 cents or a dollar a day, stand there all day and hand out cards. And it was just a big get-together ever. We had voting precincts everywhere, basically 10 people to get to the voting polls.
Right.
And then they'd bring them all into the courthouse then on election night, and they'd holler out the window upstairs that so-and-so was ahead in precinct number 5. And then everybody'd cheer or boo or whatever. And
I didn't know that.
Now, of course, that's kind of the old traditional thing. But I know, and growing up, I know you attended high school while I was teaching here, and like I said, you were kind of a free spirit, but my congratulations into the fine young lady I know you've turned into now.
I had to come back around today.
Tell us, a little bit, I know the actual, when the rest of the world kind of made a little discovery of, but now, let's even go back a little farther than that. In 1962, he recorded two original blues compositions. One of them was called I Done Quit Drinking, and the other one was called Do Remember Me.
Yeah.
And I know that there's some other things. We're going to play some things here a little bit later on. And I know now, let's just jump into that and talk a little bit about the ownership. Who owns Bud Garrett now?
I really don't know. I have been working. Wise Music Group had the rights or whatever after Excelio went out of business. Somehow they got it. And his royalties had been going to the state of California for some reason, because they claimed they didn't have an address for us here in Tennessee. So I had to jump through hoops and prove that I was his daughter legally. And we finally got some of those royalties. It wasn't much, but I mean, it's better coming to us than, going to California. So right now I've got an attorney working on with BMI in Nashville, and I would like to get all the rights to all his music.
Well, seems like so much of that copyrights, and unless, who renewed the copyrights on some of those things after 28 years?
I don't know.
See, that's something, quite possibly that you actually do own those things as the last living relative.
Because somebody told me that after 30 years,
I think it's 28 years,
a person dies, then they go back to whoever.
Public domain or whatever.
Like that. I'm doing the best I can because I want to keep his legacy alive.
Well, no, that's something that we're trying to do here, of course, with the Rolly Hole Marble Museum and the Clay County Courthouse. And I know I've kind of pitched this thing before too. We have a website. It's claycountycourthousetn.com, and on there we have a whole bunch of sections across there, and one of them is music. And there we've got some sections of things on Bud Garrett, on Dumas Walker and the Kentucky Headhunters, and Miss Lola Jean Dillon, who's a very, very famous songwriter for Loretta Lynn, that we just did our show here the other day. And then I know he really came back into prominence. I know, like I said, he made these recordings, and I think in a little bit we're going to play a song that he actually recorded with a band, and I think it's on Excel called Mean Man, I think's the name of it. I don't know, Connie may have not heard that one.
No, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, and it's got a great backup band. They've got saxophone players on it and everything. So we're going to be looking at that here in a few minutes, and I do know that we're going to ramble around a little bit, and I know I guess you may have been the one that did the research and found the video of the 1985, maybe back 85, 86 Grassroots Festival in Nashville.
That was through North Carolina or something.
Yeah, the
archives.
Folk Live Archives over in North Carolina.
A gentleman from the Tennessee State Museum, I think it was him. He's moved on now, but he had found those two recordings and sent them to me, and that was the first time I had seen that in years of the grassroots days in Nashville.
Best I remember, my wife and I, we were there at that time, I think, because we, like I said, I had a gentleman I'd worked with named Saul Kareen, and he kind of helped get that thing organized.
Yeah, and Romaine was a big part in the grassroots.
Right, she was that.
And she passed on, you know, and it kind of dropped off, I think, after she died.
I know Saul came up here in the 1980s and worked with my history class and a folklore program. He had a grant from, I guess, the University of Georgia, and he worked through Tennessee Tech. And we filmed all kinds of local people, and he kind of rediscovered Bud when we went up and interviewed him. He played some music, and we also had Mr. Joe Peake, who was the printer here. He used to play guitar, and he did this thing called the Reverse Wildwood Flower or something or other.
Did Daddy play that?
I'd say that they probably learned that together.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a little bit different.
Country, but with a key.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he was a mixture of bluegrass, country, and blues, and just different than anything I've ever heard. Still.
Okay, I think right now we'll take a little short break, and we'll let Randy, if he wants to, maybe cue up a song. And we'll do that, and we'll be back here in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And now a song from Mr. Bud Garrett called Mean Man.
Woman of mine, stay out all night long, jiving and shooting breeze, drinking all the cone. You know I'm the meanest man that's ever been born. If you can't do right, little woman, you better leave me alone, because I'm a mean, mean man, and I don't
bone in July, and I'm quick as a fly. I know when I've got you, baby, by the gleam in your eye. You may kick, pretty mama. You may bug, jump, and talk. If you can't do right, little woman, you better leave me alone, because I'm a mean man. And I don't want no fooling around. You know I'm a great lover, baby. And I knows what I'm putting down.
As I go through reading this, this was written by Miss Elizabeth Peterson, who just retired as the chairman of the National Folklore Society in Washington, D.C. And she had been, you know, in and out of the Free Hill community, in and out of Clay County here, did a bunch of stuff on Bud Garrett, with Bud Garrett, and helped. Like I said, reboost his career here back earlier. But this is something she wrote that is on file down at Emory University down in Georgia. And this is kind of a tribute to him after he passed away. And it's got some history things in here. And we'll go through some of these things and then add some things about that. And I'm just going to start reading. Bud Garrett, traditional blues musician and marble maker, was born on January the 28th, 1962, to John Tom Garrett and Adeline Hamilton Garrett in Free Hill, a small African American settlement in Clay County established by freed slaves prior to the Civil War. He learned to play guitar as a young man and accompanied older men in a local community square dances. And now that's something, you know, that you don't really associate with the type of music.
Right.
And I have seen pictures of those three men. And like I said, we're getting all that stuff together in an archive. And we're going to have that up. And then I know that over the years, he started performing as a solo artist on acoustic and electric guitar. And most of the stuff there was just original stuff that came to his mind, the chords, all of those things. I know he would sit down there at the guitar and start strumming and have a line and keep adding the line. I mean, I kind of know how those guys worked. But it became a mixture of traditional popular song styles rooted in blues, country, minstrel shows, vaudeville, big band, western swing, as well as original composition. That covers just about every kind of music that you can think of. Now, education-wise, Connie, do you know, I'm sure he probably got his grade school education.
I don't think he went past 6th or 7th grade.
Of course, I guess 8th grade is the last grade they had up there. And from there, you know, I guess Pop puts you to work. And they put him to work, I guess, tinkering with that.
I've heard stories that he would go to Georgia and haul ice back for the people, community up there.
And I know he worked for Buford Bait Company.
Okay.
For all those number of years. And there's a song somewhere or another.
I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, he did. And there's a song somewhere or another that I think he probably wrote while he was riding on the truck down there, because I'm going back to Cordell, Georgia, which is where Buford Bait, and Connie may not have ever heard that, but I've heard him play it live, and I know it's got to be on video or tape
right,
or something somewhere or another, but I know that was his job, and of course they hauled
it. And before desegregation, he would carry the students from the Rosenwald School in Fruit Hills, because it just went to 8th grade, he would carry them to Cookeville, to the high school over there.
And I know that Mr. and Ms. Bartley were victims of that. And I know they got the... And of course, a lot of the students here would go over there and stay with folks over there. I'm trying to think of the family name over that a lot of them stayed with. They're from the hot dog shop. I think there was a Gearhart family over there that a lot of them stayed with.
Could have been.
And some other folks. But a big majority of them got on a little old bitty.
Yeah.
They called it a bus, but I don't know exactly what it was. And they rode from Free Hill to Cookeville on our highways here through Livingston over to Cookeville and attended high school. You know, it wasn't easy, but we had some very, very dedicated. We've had some very, very celebrated graduates of the old Washington High School over in Cookeville, Tennessee. I know we have, as they're getting older, we see where some of our folks that lived and joined the service and had distinguished military records that have, you know, came back for their internment here in Clay County. And so, you know, we have been spreading Free Hill all over the world for a long, long time.
Yeah, because a lot of people moved to Indianapolis and different places up north.
All right, then we look at St. Louis, one of the, you know, one of the traditional blues areas where the players from Mississippi, like Robert Johnson, some of those folks would migrate up north and kind of join in with the Mississippi Blues Delta, with the St. Louis Blues, and Bud fits somewhere kind of in the middle of all of that, because I know there is a country recording he did of Swinging Doors.
Yep.
I don't know if we've got that scheduled to play, but he did that. But and also in 1962. He recorded two original blues compositions that we said before, I Done Quit Drinking and Do Remember Me, on the Excello label, which was an early blues recording. They in those days, they would go out and find people.
Okay.
Or someone would, you know, a songwriter, he might come into Clay County and ask, is anybody around here write poetry or songs or anything? And they would come in and talk to them, and they would write down part of it and everything, and they'd give them $50 for it.
Wow.
And then they'd take that back to Nashville, finish it out, and copyright it in their name.
Yeah.
And we had numerous, and I know there's a lot of his stuff that has wound up that way. But, you know, that one there, we know that, as you said, that one was registered with one of the music publishing companies, and that's still something I know Connie's working on. But then we'll go a little bit farther on down. From the late 1970s until his death, Garrett received broader attention throughout the South on music tours, festivals, performing his music, demonstrating his flint marble making for Rolly-Ho. This, of course, our regional game here, and being a mechanic and mechanically minded, he didn't like the old idea where you had to take a chisel and cut it out and peck on it forever and make it kind of round and then take it down on one of the fast-moving creeks and let it spin out in that. And his mind worked, hey, there has to be an easier way to do this.
And I think it was actually an alternator that he used. It
to
was
begin
an alternator
with,
or a starter one.
About off of an old car.
That he used to turn. And made a motor, and somehow he hooked it with a cord that he could plug in and run it over.
And with that, he had a rubber wheel on there, and
yep,
he would
had
play.
A sandstone on one side and a rubber wheel on the other side, and the sandstone would cut it down
right
as far as he could get it to round shape, and then the rubber one would slew.
Spin it down and inside that and eventually wind
every
up.
Time he'd go on stage, I'd get over and try to make a marble. He would never teach me. And he'd laugh at my little warped marble, but yeah.
But, you know, I know now that's the way the guys make it now. They got all this mechanical. They don't have to pick out and get them a square. They got a saw, and they saw it out in squares, and they take a sander and wheel and work them down kind of round and stick them in the end of that. I think they use a lot of this brick facing mortar stuff now and make a little hole in it and spin them out. And I know they don't
have... Yeah, you could have these other things, I don't know what they were called, that would kind of hold the marble up there. And it would work a groove in whatever that material was that he was using to hold it.
I know these things. Neat. Yeah, it was, and like I said, something else. You know, not only was his mind working in artistic things, his mind worked in mechanical things.
I just wish he had a patent.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
of course, back then, you know, people didn't think about.
Well, you know, we were tickled to death that some of them strangers came in here and offered us $50 for an idea we had, because golly, $50 was 2 weeks' work back in some of those days. And then I know, except we were talking about this, and as she said, it was constructed from an assemblage of spare auto parts. I'm telling you what. Randy, this has been one of them mornings. Connie and I have been trying to do research on phones and on computers, and then some. I keep telling these guys I've got all the spam I'll ever be able to eat. You know, leave me alone. But no, okay, now we're going on down through here, and among other venues he played at the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville.
Now, I got to go to that one with Mom, and she had her quilt supper as well. And we stayed a whole week up there.
And he performed.
Yes.
And did he do any marble? You make.
Yes.
He may also made the marbles up there.
I believe so, yeah.
And then in 1985, he performed at the Festival of American Folklife at the annual Tennessee Grassroots Day in Nashville, which was held at the Parthenon.
Yes.
And best I remember, my wife and I attended that year.
Yeah, we would go every year when I was young.
And this thing, it was a great big folklife show,
mm-hmm.
and your mom was there displaying her quilts.
Yeah.
And
they also had one the week before. The weekend before was at Hendersonville. It was the Labor Day. It would be every Labor Day. And I've got that. I wrote that down somewhere.
You know, some of us, Clay County,
started off, and then next would be the grassroots days.
Some of us, Clay Counties, were lucky enough to be, I guess, just kind of wandered down that way and got to be a part of this.
Yeah, a big deal.
And I know
when I was little,
the 1980 World's Fair thing, like I said. That was the time with you saw Corrine here with his grant from the University of Georgia, where he was in here looking for folklore artists. He tried to find a cooper, which was the guy, you know, that made the barrels. And I think we had some people here in Clay County that did that, and it made the old wooden barrel.
Wow.
And
it was called the Old Time Music Festival.
And then also, you know, they came in looking for people that made the old baskets. This is back in the 80s, before Tennessee Grassroots discovered Uncle Willie and Cordell. But, you know, that was kind of, the reemergence of folks kind of looking at folk life here in all over Tennessee.
Oh, there'd be people there making your pork skins and cracklings fresh. I mean, they'd have them big old things. And just different kinds of music and all kind of crafts. They'd be making honey and just different things. It was wonderful as a child being able to be there and see, experience all that.
And there are lots of that stuff are at the Tennessee State Library and Archive. But like I said, there are lots and lots of things that are not there that are just, you have to go out and try and find. And I'm going to click right here, and we have just a whole big bunch of things here. And on our website, and the video of the show that's over in North Carolina is online, and we tell everyone that his part starts at about the 30th minute long there, and it's a full stage show, You get to, like some of the folks there then, I know we had the Gospel Stairs, which were gospel music group, mm-hmm. Bud Garrett, looking on Joey Osonier, who was I think he was Cajun music, Fraser Moss, a famous world champion fiddler from down in Jackson County, Hazel Dixon, I think she's a Kentucky folklorist, and there's just a whole bunch of this stuff that was there, and that one is online. And also the Tennessee Folklore Society, they've got some things there, information about him, and like I said, they're just quite a few things, and there's also some short video clips. I think Mr. Dern Shell, he gave us a short video clip where he was talking for just a few seconds.
Done that book.
About making marbles. So there's just lots and lots of things there. And I think, what time we got here? It's about time to do our birthday announcement. Let Randy play another little bit of music, and we'll come right back here in a few minutes. But celebrating birthdays today, and I think Miss Juanita Gass called this in. This is an annual thing for her. These are all the folks that have special days on the same day that she does. So she keeps up with these pretty good. And looking down through there, and I think it was the third, but we had Miss Wilma Likens, Marianne Hamilton, Sheila Smith, and Juanita Gass, Rose Browning. These were all, I think, the ones that she helped celebrate every year. Probably some of her friends growing up at the wrong age, I'd say. And also celebrating an anniversary today, we've got Donnie and Margie Boone celebrating a birthday, and also a special shout out to Mr. Joe Cherry, who's celebrating a birthday. So we'll come back here toward the end of the show, and we'll come up with some kind of just totally safe and unusual method of choosing someone who wins our birthday prize today that is made through the compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And you go over by the chamber office, and they'll have an envelope there for you that has your prize in it. And if you'd like to be a part of this, don't forget to call 243-955-5574. 931-243-5574. While I get my tongue out tangled from my tooth, I will be back here in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Mr. Bud Garrett, got a place in Free Hills.
If I had something, the other man had to have something too. I don't believe in doing it by myself. And the road that don't have passing room, if it ain't the last trip you're gonna make, don't take it. I ain't never been on that road that didn't have an ending or a place that you could turn around if you run to a dead end. Didn't have to back up too many times. Up in Free Hill, there's lots of bypasses that you can take. People started coming there from the time I had this club going. I got them all attached to the place, and they know where it was at. And they said, we can have a good time. They got thrills up there. They seem to get a thrill, that's why I made the song. One night I got them all stirred up down there and everybody was rocking. I had to sing that song about I got that little place in Free Hill. Everybody knows I had it because it's been there. I thought if I made a record of it and got it on some wax, it might get passed around and maybe some new ones would come. So the song went sort of like this. I got a little place way out in Free Hill. You know I got a little place way out in Free Hill. Everybody goes there. Seems to get a thrill. Well, they do a little twist. They've done it too. Way out in Free Hill. Oh, they do a little twist. Way out in Free Hill. Everybody goes there. Seems to get a thrill. You know, that's a dance that the people did back then because that was the... It just come out about a few years ago. There was another called the bump that come out after the twist, you know. Go and get with the rest. Oh baby, let's go and get with the rest. We got to go to Free Hill if we see about that mess. You know they do a little bump way out in Free Hill. You know they do a little bump way out in Free Hill. Everybody goes there, seems to get a thrill. baby, let's go and get with the rest. We got to go to Free Hill if we feel about that mess. That's a part of the Free Hill song that I wrote or put together and made it up from actual things that happened in Free Hill.
We're ready to come back. I hope you folks enjoyed that. That is one of my favorite things. Out of a whole lot of favorite things that I have there. I mean, you know, there's titles on his stuff like Who Throwed the Whiskey in the Well, and I Done Quit My Drinking. And he also has another one. It may be on the list there. If it is, I'll ask him to play it before we get off here, and it's called that. Love is a five-letter word.
Oh, yeah, M-O-N-E-Y.
And it's spelled M-O-N-E-Y. If you want to do some researching, look at the Tennessee Archives, and under Music and Marbles, they have one thing on the life of Bud Garrett, a little short article in there that's got some pictures of him on stage at some different places. It's got pictures of his marble yard up in the Free Hills, and pictures of some of the marble players. And along that line, in 1986, did you go on that trip to Washington? Our group from Clay County was invited to come up to part of the Tennessee Grassroots National Show at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. And I know through Connie's effort, we have gotten copies of all of the audio tapes of anyone from Clay County that's involved in. And it requires searching through, I believe it's 3 gigabytes of audio and just a little bit, maybe of one little short video or something, that to distinguish the ones that we want to try to raise the voices up on and edit and be able to use. But thanks to her work, I know the only way that before the COVID that you could record any of these things or copy them, you had to go on site to the Smithsonian and go down in their archive and check them out with them looking over your shoulder. Because they're on open reel tapes. And I know we have one of the first ones that was on there was an audio of a marble game that I think maybe the Wayne Roten and Russell Collins were playing Ralph Roberts, and I forgot who Ralph's partner was, but Mr. Bob Fulcher kind of narrating it. And before all that was over with, I think Mr. Bud, he joined in the game, and I think maybe on the opposite side, Mr. Bob Fulcher may have been the opponent on the other side. And
no, I think he was narrating it the way it sounded, because he was talking about this was the first time that Bud had played in 5 years, and of course, Daddy would talk smack when they played.
Well, now, see, that was something, too, that, you know, marble players were, you know, a kind of reserve group. They just didn't bug each other when they were playing. But I know I've heard some of the marble players say that when some guy would be getting ready to make just a real important shot, Bud would walk up and say, "Hey, man, that's a fine-looking pair of shoes you got on there. Where'd you get them things at?" And, of course, you know, they kind of look up at him, shoot their marble and miss.
Right. I think that was kind of the thing he done that day, because whoever his partner was, they ended up winning that day.
I think Ralph was the one he picked on, I think, on that. And, of course, Ralph was kind of, you know, he laid back and didn't like anybody bugging him, you know.
Right.
But that, man.
It
is a serious game, man, and still is. But, and I know that one is there. And like I said, let's get back to the Smithsonian thing. And also, Miss Edith was invited to that. And we're talking about handmade
quilts.
What is it?
That's our stitching them by hand.
How many stitches per inch? You remember how much that was?
Wow.
What?
I have no idea. But
I forgot him. There's
and
a certain.
It'll be.
Yes, I believe it's 16 stitches to an inch of hand quilted quilt.
Because I tried to learn and I just couldn't do it.
And the ladies in those days, if you went into one of the living rooms, you'd see a big rack hanging up the ceiling in the wintertime, and they'd unroll it and they'd gather around.
Mm-hmm.
And the community would have a quilting. And there would be anywhere from, golly, from what, a couple, three people, all the way up to six or eight people.
They used to have it down at the community center.
Right, they had one down there for a long, long time.
But yeah, one of her quilts is still at the Smithsonian Institute, and some of his marbles are at the
right, still there.
Institute.
And I know that he was invited up as a marble maker, because mainly because of his marble making machine and the Roly Ho Marble group. He was with them, and he was set up out on the courtyard there with his newly modified equipment and making marbles. And when he wasn't making marbles, the story that I've heard was that he would get out under one of the trees and get his guitar out and start picking and singing. And the folks that was in charge of the stage shows heard him and said, "Hey, who is this?" And they found out real quickly who he was. And I think, I know he wound up on, he's on two full 30-minute tapes from Smithsonian, where we can find them and get them.
Right.
I know they've got them all cataloged where we can get to them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they recorded a whole bunch of shows, like the video.
Yeah.
But I know those are there, and that they I guess they thought they discovered somebody we'd known about for years. But I know the Smithsonian thing, it was a big deal, and you can go online to the Smithsonian Institute and do a search on the 1986 Tennessee Folklife Festival.
Yeah.
And you can actually do a search on there somewhere or other and type in, you can type in Clay County or you can, whatever, and it'll bring up all the articles that you can go through and read that have been digitized of our folks from Clay County that were there then. And like I said, Miss Edith was there with her quilts, and of course Bud there with the marbles and our marble players. And of course that was just, you know, the first of a bunch of tours that we had, you know, kind of based on that. And I know Mr. Bob Fulcher, which you, I know you're friends with Bob,
yeah.
And he thought the world of Bud. And I know that he helped set up a couple of trips, one trip to England, where we sent some, they weren't Roly Ho gangs over there, but we sent a group on the trip over to England to the, I guess, the European Marble Championship. Brought the big trophy back, which I've gotten pieces here now to get back together. But then I think they came over here and tried to play some Roly Ho marbles the next summer, and which they weren't real good at. But, you know, it kind of put us in the international spotlight there for a little while.
I mean, it's exploded since then.
And, you know, of course, now we work with the National Roly Ho Marble Championship that kind of helped set up with ESPN.
Now, you know that Dad helped build that marble, the first marble yard in Sandstone?
Right.
Him and Betsy and Bob Fulcher. They all had something to do with building that. And started to rain one day or something. Bobby tells it better than I do. But they kept chucking at it and, you know, said that they were going to finish it. And they got the first one done. He was part of that. And I think that's why they dedicated that marble yard to him after he died.
And like I said, I've got to see what else I've got here. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the, I'm sure you may have gone to some of these, and that is the Folklife Festivals up at Berea College.
I didn't get to go to that one.
You didn't get to go to them?
Yeah.
I know he did those up for a couple of years, and up there I think there was we have a list of songs.
The Brandywine Festival, does that sound right?
Yeah, and I think maybe 12 or 15 songs that he did up there live, with his banter between
times.
Yeah, it is online.
You
can go up there and you can download those. And like I said, it went from Backstreet's Crying. I kind of like the title on this one. You can't tell which way the train went by its track.
I wonder,
I think that was one of his compositions.
I don't know if that was from somebody else or he came up with it.
Something he borrowed.
Yeah.
One called Drinking, Free Hit. Henry Gann, I know, is an old blues song that came out of, I guess, came out of Louisiana, maybe.
I don't know.
And
but
then,
he played. I mean, he made it his own.
Yeah,
you know,
that was what he did.
Yeah. His own. That's what
and,
I love.
Like I said, Kansas City, Here I Come, which, you know, he did that one. Love is just a five-letter word. And there was a sweet love song, Love Me Tonight.
Yes.
And Swinging Doors by Merle Haggard. He did a copy of that. Mm-hmm. Trucking Little Woman, that may have come from the Grateful Dead.
I
think that may have come from the Grateful Dead. I'm not sure.
Wow.
And then he also did... honey, we about killed an air.
And that, when he does, with the sight still marching in,
that's on there. Who threw the whip?
Yes.
My woman done me wrong. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things there. But Connie, I have totally enjoyed this.
Oh,
and I hope that, you know, and we want to remind everyone, all this information is on our website, which is, you know, Clay County Courthouse. TN.com. And one thing we want to really emphasize here now, and I want you to help with this, anyone that has any stories of Bud Garrett, no matter what, whether it's semi not publishable or what, we want to hear them. Anyone that has pictures of the marble game up there, of him playing marbles, of him working on an old car, just all anything like that. And we need everyone's help. Here, anywhere in and around the county, especially up with Free Hill community. And I guess one of the good ways we can kind of close this is that, on kind of a sad note, Marble's killed.
Yeah.
But you know that...
he had had a bad heart for a long time, and he didn't tell us, of course. And he had went to Mr. Allen West, who was the principal at the time, and asked him to make sure that I graduated, so he knew he was going to pass. And so he died doing what he loved, and that was playing
marbles. I think he had a heart attack playing marbles the night before.
Had a massive heart attack playing marbles.
That's pretty good dedication.
Yeah.
If you will reach into your head and give me a number between 1 and 8, we'll award a birthday cake to somebody.
1 and 8. 7.
7. That looks like that would be Donnie and Margie Bowen. It looks like the sheriff's parents are going to get an anniversary.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love this, Margie.
Maybe you can use that trump card one of these days if you ever need it.
Right.
I didn't mean that.
I know. But thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you for joining.
I hope I'm done okay.
Oh, great. These are the kind of shows we love doing, where we get people in here, we get people started, they talk. We talk back and forth, and we get a lot of information there. And I really appreciate you coming by, and I expect you to be a helping member of the Strolley Hole Marble Museum.
Yeah.
And with that, I guess it's time that we're going to get the door shed here, get all the stuff put back where it belongs. And until we see you again here next week on WVFB, FM 101.5, Kick the Country, may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Audios do it in a different style. I've been lonesome. I've been empty. Got a little aching way down inside. You know I need someone. Someone to hold me. Down the shades and kick off your shoes and love me tonight. Don't you worry about tomorrow, it don't matter anymore. We can turn the key and lock the world out beside the door. I need you so now, come on and let's go now. Down the shade and turn out the lights and love me tonight. Don't you worry, 'cause we're all alone now. Let your hair hang down. Come and sit by my side. Turn off the TV, put on some music, pull down the shade, turn out the lights and love me tonight. Don't you worry about tomorrow. It don't matter anymore. We can turn the key and lock the world out beside the door. I need you so now. Come on and let's go now. Pull down the shades and take out the lights and love me tonight. Thank you.